Thank you for downloading the Focus on the Family Marriage Podcast. You can find more relationship insights at focusonthefamily.com/marriagepodcast.
Marriage can be an amazing journey, but like any adventure, there are going to be some stressful moments along the way. You're going to find yourself wondering, what do we do next? Or why is he or why is she this way? Or why can't I? Those moments are going to happen, but you can press through. I'm John Fuller, along with Greg and Aaron Smalley. They are in charge of the Focus on the Family Marriage Department. And I guess the question, Aaron, would be, there are some stressors, if you will, that seem kind of unique to marriage, right? I mean, would you agree with that?
What I would say is that stressors within marriage, because there's such a level of intimacy in our relationship, there's more at risk.
Okay.
It can be risky to open up your heart to your spouse because that's a deep level of connection. You could be rejected at a very deep level if it doesn't go well. So we do many creative things to try to protect ourselves. And sadly, when we do that, when we try to protect ourselves, it works because it does the job, but it keeps us distant from our spouse. Mm-hmm. So it's recognizing that marriage brings a very deep level of intimacy, which also brings a very deep level of risk.
Yes.
And that's why some of those stressors can really impact you at a deep, deep level.
Well, we're going to hear now from Mylan and Kay Yurkovich. They've been married for a number of years, and they freely shared that the first 15 years or so of their marriage was really difficult. They have since learned how to help thousands of couples with really good biblical advice. Here they are talking with Jim Daly and me about recognizing stress in your marriage.
John, I have a certain understanding that most people don't see stress as a benefit. It comes from my own life. I don't see stress as a benefit. Usually stress stresses me out. That's how it goes. And I think like most people, I feel like I'm pretty middle of the road and things don't tend to toss me too far. But there are days I'll come home and, you know, I've had a tough day here at the office or something. And I probably don't speak as kindly as I would like to Jean, or maybe the boys do something that set me off a certain way. If that's you, I think today's message is going to be for us. And so I'm hopeful that we can help with the aid of the Yurkoviches, bring this to light, embrace it, talk about it in the context of Jesus and who he was and how he dealt with it, and then move forward in our relationship with Christ and in our relationship with those around us. Well, let's get going. We talked about what might be normal stress, and then there's some line. I don't know if it's a consistent line with all people, but what's normal stress and what is that line that crosses into unhealthy stress?
Well, it's what you do with the stress. What God wants us to do is learn to take our stress into relationship for the help that we're supposed to receive from one another. If we don't take our stress into relational relief, we'll take our stress into non-relational forms of relief, which leads to addiction, obsessions, compulsions, and all the things we do, or as you have already wonderfully illustrated, we lash out at people and we hurt people, or we retreat and we shut down and we become silent and non-communicative. So what happens is it's either a relational or a non-relational response.
Kate, define stress. Somebody might be saying, I don't know if that qualifies as stress.
Well, I think really when you ask someone if they're stressed, what they're feeling, it's always a difficult emotion. I'm annoyed, I'm anxious, I'm hurt. You know, you're dealing with a difficult emotion, and really our ability to deal with stress is kind of related to how our families taught us to deal with difficult emotions.
Right.
So I think for some people, they're stressed and they don't even know it.
Yeah.
And if you took the measure of their blood pressure or their cortisol levels in their blood, which indicate stress, it'd be very high, even though they'll tell you, I'm not stressed. And then other people feel a lot of stress over even what we might think small things.
And within marriage, let's get specific with that. What are some of the stress factors in marriage?
Well, at some level, when we have challenges in the relationship or we don't see things eye to eye, as Kay said, and I loved how you said that, Kay, these unpleasant feelings come up on the inside, just like you described, John. And all of a sudden, I'm more harsh, I'm more irritable. And these unpleasant feelings come out of nowhere. They come out of the depths of our soul. And that's why we have people learn to identify them, Kay, which, and you asked a question earlier, how would they know how to identify stress? If you use a soul word list and ask, what am I feeling right now? You get the list of words that Kay just said. And then my spouse has to feel that, and she has to somehow, that is a conflict then I bring in if we don't know each other's stress response and how to help each other there.
So let's go ahead and follow up a little bit on what Mylan and Kay were discussing there, Greg. Why can stress, I mean, we run from it sometimes, but why can it actually benefit a marriage relationship?
Yeah, I love in James 1:2. So in the Bible, it says, "Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy." What I love about that verse is it's saying when we face hard times, when we face stress or conflict or whatever it is, whatever trial is coming our way, there's an opportunity there. Why we need to face stress and why that benefits us is that the opportunity is we get to learn something. We're going to grow in some way. And that's what I love about God's word to us is that he promises when we face stress, when we face trials, that he's going to give us some sort of benefit. That's his promise, his guarantee. And so it might be that I'm going to learn something maybe different about me. Maybe there's an issue that I'm not aware of that stress is going to bring to the surface. It could be, you know, I'm learning something new about Aaron, or the stress has brought out an ineffective pattern or something in our marriage that we really need to deal with, and we haven't been dealing with that issue. And so for me, it begins with this understanding that actually stress, trials, conflict, it creates an opportunity, and I need to believe that, or I'll try to avoid it. I'll sweep it under the rug. I won't want to deal with it because I don't like it. And I'm not saying I like it. I'm just saying there's a benefit there. So why not go for it and seize hold of what this benefit's going to be? Mm.
And what I love is watching couples as I work with them, and we've experienced this as well, that when we have success working through a really stressful situation or a challenge, when we have success together, that brings us closer together. And I love watching couples as they navigate the stress and navigate the difficulties, that they grow closer. And it's just such a benefit. When we are closer, when we do feel connected, there's a benefit to us each individually as well. So it's a great opportunity. I love what you're saying.
Well, we want to help you as a couple. If you've got stress right now and you're just not sure what to do with that, give us a call. It might be financial. It could be a sickness, or it could be that you're just really not clicking together as a couple. Whatever it is, give us a call, and we might schedule a time for you to talk to one of our counselors. We'll certainly tell you about resources. I can't strongly enough recommend a bundle that we've put together, which includes the Yurkovich's book, How We Love, and a copy of the entire conversation that they had with Jim and me about growing your marriage in times of stress. That bundle is available to you for a gift of any amount to Focus on the Family today. We've got details about it in the show notes, or give us a call. Our number is 800, the letter A and the word family. That's the number, by the way, to call if you need to talk to a counselor as well. 800-232-6459. Mylan and Kay have more for us next time. For now, I'm John Fuller, and on behalf of Greg and Aaron and the entire marriage team, thanks for tuning in for the Focus on the Family Marriage Podcast.